Hey, Feds, I've got a question that I don't know the answer to. Then why am I going to do a Q&A on it? It's because this question is a great example of other questions and a principle I want to talk about. So this question is, does your middle name need to be included in the retirement application, or do you keep it the same as listed on the current and prior documents? Good question. I don't know. My guess, and this is my guess only, is that you would put it on there. If it's part of who you are, part of your name, part of what you're going, you know, I'll say for principle's sake, part of what you're going to do in retirement, you're going to be that person with a middle name, and you've had the middle name all along, I would put it on there. Now, here's the catch. The thing that delays OPM and HR probably more than anything else is incomplete information, or information that doesn't match everything else, or things that are suspect or changes. All four of those. So for example, if you say, hey, I'm divorced, but you don't provide a quattro or a divorce decree or something like that, they're going to say, whoa, we need more information. We don't know what to do. Or if you provide one, and you don't say that you're divorced, that's an issue. If you use whiteout on your application, they're going to kick it back and say, oh, we don't like this. If something doesn't match something else. So it's really important to get that. Now we have, with our group, we have people who review these applications for you to make sure they are correct, to make sure that they go through smoothly, to make sure there are no bumps in the road. And federal employees all the time get these reviewed, and they make sure these people of ours, these great people of ours, make sure that things are good for you. So come to one of our workshops, learn the finer subtleties, and learn that, you know, you just can't turn in an application and say, hey, there you go, that works. Well, actually, it may not work, because if it's different from something else, you know, and then which one is correct? If you've got two different things, which one should you do? That kind of thing can actually make a big headache. So let's just settle it. Let's just get it taken care of and make sure that you are going to retire in the way that you want to, with a timely retirement, giving you all the money that you had hoped for in retirement.